It is the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being locked in all over North America. I hope you've had a tremendous Wednesday. I'll be hanging out with you for one more hour. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you for listening. East Coast, West Coast, Down South, Midwest, Canada, over the ocean, under the sea. Maybe you're one of the guys hanging out with the polar bear that almost killed the mascot yesterday. I don't know where you are, but thank you for being here. Okay, the show gets started 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate. If you got SiriusXM, it's channel 375. If you got a smart speaker, ask the speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. It's been a day. I just gave you a new top six list. We talked about the biggest divas in sports today. I had Jerry Jones at number one on the list. Of course I did. Hey, earlier in the show, we talked about Matthew Stafford. The guy needed an epidural shot in his back. He's having a disc issue. He has yet to practice. Forget practice, of course. If he hasn't practiced, he hasn't played in a preseason game. They haven't even had a preseason game. Matthew Stafford already dealing with another back issue. 2022, he missed like half the season due to a bad back. Aaron Rodgers, the old man quarterback, about to be 42 years old later on this year in October. Aaron Rodgers says, I'm willing to play in the preseason. Roger Goodell says, hey, ESPN buying the NFL Red Zone is a good thing. And as we continue on with the show, yeah, Hard Knocks debuted last night on HBO. We'll talk about a few things that took place this day in sports history. And then it wasn't just Hard Knocks that debuted last night. We saw another rubber object make its way onto a WNBA court. You cannot make this stuff up. You can't. Hey, congratulations, Shohei Ohtani. Got his 1,000th hit today in a loss. And of course, he did it in big style, grand fashion. He did it with a home run. Shout-outs to Ohtani. And then we got a female ump. She's going to make her debut in a few days. And how about this news, amongst all things? The NFL Players Association has some clarity on smelling salts. George Kittle went and complained on the NFL Network yesterday that smelling salts were being banned. Ammonia inhalants were being banned across the NFL. So no more standing on the sideline and, kind of waking up. But apparently, that's not the case. The NFL Players Association has clarified that the teams cannot provide players with smelling salts. The players will have to bring it themselves. I guess this is just a matter of a liability issue. I mean, the thought process was that smelling salts help mask potential concussions and neurological issues. So if you have your bell rung, you may wake up a little bit faster if you're utilizing smelling salts, which would mask a potential concussion. I'm not a doctor. That's what the NFL said. But apparently the NFL doesn't care if you do it to yourself. And so knock on wood. Hey, Botcher, you can bring smelling salts to work now, okay?
Where do you get said smelling salts?
I don't know. I don't buy them. You want me to check on Amazon?
They probably have them on Amazon.
It's not drugs.
Well, it's pretty strong for a chemical.
Bruh.
I don't know if these are like readily available.
I just Googled smelling salts. I can get them at Walmart. Okay.
For how much? Good question.
$12.
For like, okay, how do they come? Like, is it like a bottle or is it like the caps?
It's like buying Tylenol. It's a 10-pack.
So you get 10 jolts of energy?
10 jolts. Ammonia inhalants, a respiratory stimulant for inhalation only. A pack of 10. Okay, I can get it at Walmart.
So this is costing George Kittle a lot, because if he uses one every drive, you got to say, how many drives are there in an NFL game? 8? 9?
Can he not afford it?
No, he can afford it. It's just, it's kind of a lot you're ingesting.
So what? Who cares? See, he got the money for it. What's the big deal?
Not even just the money aspect, just that there's no way that can be good for you medically.
It wakes you up real fast. I don't know.
Yeah, but does it fry your brain halfway through too?
I don't smell an ammonia. I don't know, bro. Is it bleach? I don't know. I mean, what are we doing here? I don't know. How about who want? Do you want to try? Or do you have somebody else you think should try?
I would try it if it was available, but all I've heard is that it's horrible.
Well, let's find someone. You know, I could probably find a player. I'll ask somebody. All right. We don't have to find no guinea pig. Deal?
That's a deal.
Okay, all right. I'll find a guinea pig. I'm pretty sure we could find one in the office in New York. I'm thinking of a few people. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You don't have any in mind? Don't want to say no names?
No, I don't wanna force anyone to do any type of stimulants or ask about them just because I don't know how crazy they went with them.
You don't have to force. Look, you ain't forcing anybody to do anything. You're just merely suggesting. Okay?
Yeah. It's a guardrail.
Yeah. I got about five people in the office that I want to think of. I want to ask. So we'll see. We can have them do it live on the air and see what happens. All right?
Just straight screaming for a few minutes.
Well, maybe they might be immune. They may not be out here screaming. So we'll see. We'll see. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. I know smelling salts and ammonia inhalants, they don't help you back. They're not waking you up. They ain't fixing your back. Matthew Stafford, 37 years old, just signed a 2-year contract extension, $84 million. He needed an epidural in his back. His smelling salts ain't fixing your back. It's not fixing a busted up disc. Just yesterday, Sean McVay, this is what he had to say about Matthew Stafford.
Good, yeah, he's making good progress. He feels good. We've been able to kind of increase some things behind the scenes, and so he's in good spirits. You know, he, Reggie, and I sat down, and we have a good plan, which I'm not going to get specific with you guys about, but we do have a good plan in place that we feel good about, and he's progressing in the right direction.
Yeah, that plan involves putting a needle in your back. No, thank you. No, thank you. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And for a team that has openly discussed going to the Super Bowl, if Matthew Stafford is not on the field, they ain't going to no Super Bowl. Why? They have Jimmy Garoppolo at backup quarterback. Good luck. This is like Devontae Adams' worst nightmare. He's like, wait a minute. Aaron Rodgers leaves, and then I go to the Raiders to play with Derek Carr. I have two great years with Derek Carr, and then Derek Carr is given the boot. I then decide to go to the New York Jets, leaving this dumpster fire that is the Raiders, to play for the Jets, which is just as much of a dumpster fire. And now I go to the Rams to play in Los Angeles, and then maybe potentially win a championship with Matthew Stafford. Matthew Stafford has a bad back. And now I'm reconnected with Jimmy Garoppolo, who basically threw me into every safety possible for me to be annihilated over the middle. Devontae Adams, he may wake up and just quit tomorrow. He might. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Chris, he's calling up from California. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris?
Yo, JR, what's good, man?
I'm amazing. How you feeling?
Again, hey, I like your list. I can't agree with you more as far as Jerry Jones being number one and James from Dallas. My goodness.
Sure, what's up?
So I want to throw out this thought. Yeah. Why not, since Cleveland has a crowded QB room, and I feel like this guy hasn't got his shot still. Mm-hmm. I don't think Matthew Stafford's going to last 17 games. Do you? With having back issues?
You know, I mean, but you never know with a back. Like, he could get the shot now, and he could have no problems the rest of the season. It could be a recurring issue. You never know with a back.
He don't have mobility, you know? And if he gets blindsided and gets cracked in the ribs or, you know, in the back, ironically, we're talking about, it's not going to go well. So, hey, bring Pickett to L.A.
Oh, my God.
Bring Kenny Pickett to L.A.
For what?
Let's make that happen. What do you mean for what? It's a 10-year difference. 37, 27.
Yeah,
I mean, he has experience.
You think, Kenny Pickett is he playing against the guys from when he was back in, from Pitt? Not even Pittsburgh, back at Pitt? Like, what are you expecting from Kenny Pickett?
What?
Who's also, by the way, He hasn't even played in a game, and he's dealing with a hamstring issue. So what do you want him for?
Man, I don't believe that hamstring issue. But anyway, why not bring Jordan Addison? Okay, let's make a deal with Dallas to bring Micah Parsons.
Jordan Addison is going to miss the first three games of the season, minimum. What are we talking about? 3 out of 17.
That's 3 out of 17. You can rely on Davante Adams. You think
the Minnesota Vikings, a team that has, in essence, a rookie quarterback in J.J. McCarthy,
they're going to... He ain't doing too well.
Excuse me?
I'm hearing he ain't doing too well right now, J.J. McCarthy.
Well, regardless of what you're hearing, you want to take away one of the best number two receivers in the entire game from a rookie quarterback.
Hey, the draft pick speaks volumes, you know? They might get
But you know what speaks more volumes? Developing your rookie quarterback. I mean, there's a reason Terry McLaurin...
My whole point is, I want Pickett to get a fair opportunity. It doesn't seem like he has one. He was never going to start in Philadelphia. He got screwed over in Pittsburgh. And in Cleveland, it seems like he's getting screwed over once again. So I don't think Matthew Stafford, being 37, I'm 34 myself. I mean, it's hard for me to get out of bed. So I don't think with him being 37 and getting cracked, you know what I mean? So
okay.
I think Kenny Pickett would do well in L.A.
Okay. What the heck? You 34 years old and your back hurts. What the heck are you doing? What are you doing? You sumo wrestler?
No, I mean, I go to the gym, you know, I work. My work.
Why does your back hurt? You need a new chair? You're 34.
No, what I'm saying is, man, like, it's, I'm not playing football. I get it, I know too,
but you're saying your back hurts. I'm trying to help you out. I'm like, why?
It is what it is, you know?
Okay, Chris.
Probably playing sports in high school. Who knows? I have no idea.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you, man, Chris. I hope your back feels better, okay?
Yep.
All right. Thank you, Chris, for calling from California. Damn. Bacha, what's he doing with his back?
I don't know. It's not that far-fetched to, like, have one wrong night of sleeping crooked or something like that, and you hurt your back. It's possible.
Well, it can happen to anybody but him. I mean, come on, man. 34, my back.
Or he got hit by a Ray Lewis-esque linebacker without him knowing.
Okay. Possible. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Look, man, Kenny Pickett stunk. I mean, you can get away with all that running around in the ACC, but going into the NFL, I don't think Kenny Pickett has the athleticism to move around. If he could move around the same way he did back in college, then I think that'd be the case. But for a guy selected at 20th overall to say in Pittsburgh he didn't get a chance or an opportunity, He's average. He is a backup quarterback. I wouldn't touch this guy to save my life. You think Sean McVay, who went to the Super Bowl with Jared Goff and sent him out to the Detroit Lions, you think Sean McVay is going to wake up and go, you know who I think could help us out? Kenny Pickett. Because the Cleveland Browns have so many quarterbacks, I'm going to trade for the guy who has the busted up hamstring. And I like how, by the way, Chris from California said, I don't believe. Why? Why don't you believe it? You think Kenny Pickett doesn't want to hold on to the number two spot behind Joe Flacco? What incentive does Kenny Pickett have to not play, to not start a preseason game, for him to just pull his hammy? And I don't know, maybe it's a coincidence. They got hammyitis out in Cleveland. Why does Dylan Gabriel also have a busted up hamstring? This sounds crazy. It sounds nuts. But if Matthew Stafford, and this is very early, so please, nobody, I know somebody listening is going to jump off the hill with what I'm saying. It's very early. But if there is a legitimate concern with Matthew Stafford and his back, they may want to call the Atlanta Falcons. They may want to pick up probably the best backup in the entire NFL in Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins and Sean McVay obviously have a relationship from when they were up in Washington together with the Commanders or whatever the hell they were called at the time. There's a relationship that's there. And you know what the hell you're going to get out of Kirk Cousins. So we'll see. Matthew Stafford is signed for this year and next year. And I'm not a capologist, but I would think if this guy stinks, and I know he had to go through, is he playing, is he not playing, does he want to be traded? If Matthew Stafford sucked enough. I'm pretty sure they could tell him to go kick rocks for next year. Okay? 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mark is here from Nova Scotia. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Mark?
Oh, hey. Thanks for taking my call, JR. I just wanted to talk about the AL East for a bit. I'm a Blue Jays fan.
Yes.
And they won 20-1 today. Okay. So that's against the Rockies, but still. They actually set a record, a franchise record for 45 runs, okay, in a three-game series. And there's 63 hits in a three-game sweep is the most since 1900. So that's pretty crazy. And
yeah, they played.
They
did. Records are nice. They did this against the Colorado Rockies. Okay, let's not jump over the moon here.
No, that's what I was just gonna get to. But you know, first place this late in the season. Okay, I do believe, and I'm gonna knock right now. Okay, I believe this is the year. I believe they're going back to the World Series, and I also believe that. This isn't much of a stretch, I don't think. I mean, the Yankees, they're in a free fall.
Oh, they suck.
I don't think they're going to make the playoffs. And I don't think this might be a hot takeaway. I don't think Aaron Boone's going to have a job after Labor Day. I think he's gone. I think they're going to fire him.
After Labor Day, the Yankees are not going to fire him in season. If anything is going to happen, if anything should happen, it would be after the season, but all things considered, he hasn't done the best job publicly in managing the team. But the larger issue is Cashman, the general manager, and he's like furniture. He's not necessarily leaving. I don't think it's so much about Aaron Boone managing, but more so the talent that he has to work with.
Okay. No. Well, you know, I go back and forth on this. First of all, I mean, I thought the Yankees made some pretty good moves. I'm trying to stay objective about that. You know,
It's not good moves. It's not. Are you talking about the trade deadline?
I'm sorry. I'm talking about the trade deadline, and also
I'm talking about the past several years and the roster construction.
They're
over reliant on home runs when it comes to scoring. Oh, they've been over reliant, unfortunately, on having Aaron Judge be the MVP and the best player in the American League for the past several seasons. Their pitching, after Gerrit Cole, they've been trying to figure out who that guy is going to be. And unfortunately, Gerrit Cole is dealing with Tommy John. And so I'm not talking about anything that he did last
week. No, that's fair.
As an overall, the rosters, whatever.
Yeah, I got one more point if I could.
Yes.
And I guess sort of a question. I mean, Cashman's been there since 98, I think. You say, you know, part of the furniture. Like, it seems like he's kind of just like GM for life because you know, George Steinbrenner hired him.
Correct.
And, like,
yeah,
there.
He is. It's family business. George Steinbrenner, obviously, both of his sons ran the team. One of his sons, unfortunately, passed away. And this is who they are familiar with. And, he could have been GM since 1998. He's been with the organization longer than that as a kid. And so he is as much a part of the family as anybody else. And sometimes we have this discussion here on the air. You bring somebody else in, there's no guarantee. You trust Cashman and what he's done. And you bring somebody else in, there's no guarantee that the Yankees don't move into a space where instead of winning 90 games every year, 90-plus games just about, that they move into a space where some guy comes in and goes, yeah, well, trust me. And now they win 60 games and 70 games and 80 games.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes you just play it even.
And I think Aaron Boone is my last point. I think Aaron Boone might get a little bit of a pass just because he's, you know, part of Yankees lore. I don't know.
The fans are sick of him. And I don't blame them. But the larger issue isn't Aaron Boone. The larger issue is the roster that he has to work with. But your Jays, they should go out there and win the AL East. Hey, Mark, thank you for calling from Nova Scotia.
Thanks a lot, JR. Appreciate it.
No doubt about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. When we come back, I'll get to more of your calls. We'll talk about these flying objects that are now flying all over the place at WNBA games. And we got more to do before we get out of here. Of course, a few things that took place this day in sports history. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
Hey, you're welcome. Now, that must really suck. Could you imagine having an ex? Just imagine somebody that you don't like personally. You know them personally. Relationship. And you have to hear them on the radio or you have to see them on television? Oh, my God. That must be unbearable. That must be a complete pain. An ass. I'm happy there's no commercials here when you listen, okay? Call me anytime. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Botcher, before I went to sleep last night, I saw that there's another rubber object that ended up on a court last night against the Indiana Fever. And this rubber green object hit Sophie Cunningham, who said last week that the fans should stop throwing these rubber objects onto the court because somebody could seriously get hurt. What are the odds that last night somebody threw a rubber object onto the court and it hit her? Like, this person had such good aim that they hit her. You can't make this up.
That had to be a targeted attack, I would say, first of all. And depending on where they were sitting, where it's like, one, it got thrown at them, right? But nobody saw where it came from immediately. That's the issue I'm having.
Well, apparently, we know who threw it. The gentleman, I can't even call him a gentleman. He's a kid, almost, just a kid. Caden Lopez, 18, appeared in court today after allegedly throwing a green object, a toy, onto the court during last night's Phoenix Mercury game against Indiana. He's accused of hitting someone with the object and now faces charges of assault and disorderly conduct. Come on, bro. You're 18. You don't know that you can get in trouble for this. What are we doing?
There's probably a lot worse charges he could have had with this. I felt like he's getting off easier, because this is a repeat attack, I would say.
Well, not by him.
Not by him, but like, there has to be precedent set with Delbert, of course.
Well, Delbert, who, by the way, he's the first guy who threw it right here in Atlanta, well, outside of Atlanta, at the Atlanta Dream game. Delbert is 23 years old. Delbert Carver. He faces counts of disorderly conduct, public indecency, indecent exposure, and criminal trespass. And so, of course, you go city to city, county to county, the punishment is going to be different. But as an overall, I think everybody is well aware, most people, if you throw an object at a sporting event onto the field, a bottle, a cap, food, a green toy, like, you're going to get arrested, man, and you're going to be charged. Like, I'm not surprised that the first guy was 23 years old. I'm not surprised that the guy from last night was 18 years old. I don't know what happened with the guy in the middle. I don't know how old he is, where he is, what charges that he's facing. But this is embarrassing. It's sad. You think about the WNBA and trying to grow and all the issues that they face already. I think some of the problems have been self-inflicted in regards to coverage and what they allow and what they don't allow and just how the league is covered. But this doesn't help. Like, they're trying to legitimize the league and you got, I can't even call them fans. You got delinquents who are showing up to games, you know, throwing toys at the players. And last night, well, we heard from a few people. I want you to listen to head coach Lynn Roberts, and then also Kelsey Plum. They talked about this incident, this toy-throwing incident last night.
I think it's ridiculous. It's dumb. It's stupid. You know, we take
it's also dangerous. And, you know, player safety is number one. Respecting the game, all those things. I think it's really stupid. That's all I'm going to say.
I thought, too, we did a great job, Indiana included, just playing on. Like, don't give it any attention. And the refs, I really appreciated them, too. It was just like, hey, let's go.
Yeah. It stinks. Well, the Sparks beat the Fever 100-91. And Kelsey Mitchell, she plays for the Indiana Fever. No, there is no Caitlin Clark. Caitlin Clark is still out. I don't know what the heck is going on with her. There's no timetable for her return when it comes down to her groin issues. But Kelsey Mitchell had a hell of a game. 34 points, 6 assists. Instead of talking about her performance, even though they lost, Kelsey Mitchell had to talk about the green object that was thrown onto the court.
We don't know who those people are. We are a product. We like to think that we come to play the game and people want to see us play. I think it's just that simple, man. We can't control everybody's actions. To the person or people who think, you know, it's cool, hats off to you. And, you know, to the higher power, I hope they keep praying for you. But for us, we want to keep the main thing. And I think that's the, you know, about the basketball for both teams. So to those fans who do disrespect us, I like to think that you guys, you know, hope to apologize, you know, sooner rather than later. But I think we got to keep the main thing right now.
Yeah, we're going to get a slowdown on this. People are going to realize, oh, wait, I can go to jail for this? This is not just a joke?
They had a no-bag policy at one of the WNBA games today. So they're already starting to crack down on this.
I don't need a bag to take that into the arena with me.
I think you need some type of container.
No, you don't.
Where are you keeping said object so that you can't get caught?
In my underwear.
That's okay.
You asked. I'm telling you, it's not that difficult. Come on.
I think
you can put it other places. I'm not going there, but you can put it other places. But it's very simple to just, you know, put it wherever. Bruh, if I have on baggy jeans, right? I can't put this in my sock and walk into an arena. It's not going off on a metal detector. What are you talking about?
It's true, but think of how low you have to be as a human being to do that, to just throw it on the court and get arrested. It's worse than the people that the streak out of field. It's
He's
just so
18,
dumb.
And one guy is 8. The guy from last night was 18. The other guy was 23. Are you surprised?
Yes. Why are you that stupid?
One was 18, and the other one was 23.
That's not an excuse
if
to be an
this
idiot.
Was... It's not an excuse, but it's the reality. If this was, I don't know, some 45-year-old guy, some 50-year-old dude, you know, he has a wife and he has kids and, you know, he's taking care of his family. I don't think that's the guy walking up to a WNBA game with his daughters going, you know what would be fun right now? If I just throw this onto the court, it's going to be an 18 and a 23-year-old who think they have nothing to lose in life. These two dudes, their faces are plastered all over the internet right now. I don't know.
But now they're the joke. I don't think the joke was them throwing it onto the court. It was like, ha, you're an idiot now. But now we laugh at you because you're the idiot that brought it into the arena. You bought the object and you try to hide it.
Well, could you imagine going to a gym? Everybody is Googleable, new word. You can Google anybody. Could you imagine Delbert or what's this other guy's name? What I call him? Caden?
Caden, yeah.
Yeah, could you imagine beating Caden Lopez or Delbert? What's this guy's name? Delbert Carver?
Don't even give him a last name. Just Delbert. The first name takes everything you need to know.
Yeah, but could you imagine him applying for a job and they Google him and they just go, no thanks. We're going to cancel the interview. Like, what are we doing?
You said he had indecent exposure, right? On that one?
Yeah.
Because if you are in public and you get, so he was in public, he got
it
caught.
It might as well be yours instead of a rubber one, right?
He has to go on a list, basically.
Oh, wow.
Now
he has to go on the list?
He's on the list.
Well, Marco Belletti, ready for this one?
Oh, geez, what am I walking into here?
Isn't Lawrence Taylor on one of those lists?
Yeah, I would think so.
He's doing fine, isn't he? He's on the President's Council for stuff, isn't he? Sports?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure if you're an NFL MVP and a two-time champ and one of the greatest players of all time. I think you can get away with being on certain lists.
On the list? Oh, my God.
Yeah, you kind of have to do a hell of a lot, though, to be able to get away with being on those lists.
You see, Bacha, it's okay for him. It's okay for LT.
Yeah, but Delbert, though, not looking so bright.
He's not.
For a really, really bad joke.
I like how you said they've implemented the no bag policy at a W. It's not going to. We might, before the season is over, we might have one more instance of this. One more.
We might have one in the next 2 days. I think we're giving it too much of a timetable. I think there's going to be more than one.
The people haven't learned from the guys that got arrested?
No. Because they think that since the WNBA isn't like the NBA or NFL, the punishment's not going to be as bad.
Right, right.
So they're going to be more inclined to do it.
Oh, and they know they're not going to get their asses whooped by a grown man who will destroy them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's also the case. I don't think anybody is throwing a rubber object at, let's say, Russell Westbrook. I don't think that's going to go well. I don't think so.
You know what? Give it some time, JR. You don't know.
Okay. Times are changing.
All right.
No, look, my biggest problem with all this, and this is unfortunate, but it's the world we live in now, it doesn't matter what the attention is, even if it's negative, even if it's going to follow you for the rest of your life, even if it's something where you're on the list, as long as you get attention, that's all that matters.
Okay.
And that's where we are right now, unfortunately.
These guys were anonymous, though. They didn't do it to be arrested. That's the only way they would get attention.
Yeah.
They're just doing it for laughs and giggles. This is what I want.
Yeah, maybe.
A guy threw a beer that hit Ron Artest, and he didn't even mean to hit Ron Artest.
Mm-hmm.
We need to set these guys up. Never mind. Bad idea.
Yeah.
It would have been interesting if somebody threw something like this at Ron Artest. They'd be dead.
Malice in the Palace, I feel like, would have a different name.
It would.
Yeah, probably different.
It may be on a different website, too. You have to pay for it.
I think so.
Yeah. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We come back on the other side of the break. We're going to tell you something positive involving a woman, okay? We have our first female umpire in Major League Baseball. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about a few things that, well, what am I talking about? We're going to get into a few things that took place this day in sports history. We're going to move away from the rubber object talk. It's time for a news flash with Marco Belletti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Man, we got so much to do. Hey, before we get to this day in sports history, before I get to the phone, I'm going to get to my man Marty before we get out of here. Our city's been waiting patiently. I do want to bring some positivity here. You know, women's athletics, women in sports isn't just about people throwing rubber objects onto the field. I want you to listen to this report from CBS about Major League Baseball getting ready to call up its first female umpire.
Finally, tonight's Heart of America. Major League Baseball's opening day is less than a week away, and there's one woman ready to make history behind the plate and on the field. New Jersey native Jen Powell has been umpiring spring training games over the past month in Florida's Grapefruit League. She's the first woman to work a spring training game since 2007, and she's now ready for the big leagues. During her playing days, she was a standout in high school, and she played Division I softball at Hofstra University. Since then, Powell has spent 18 years honing her skills as an umpire. She is currently on the MLB's call-up list, putting her one step closer to getting behind the plate of a regular season game, something no woman has ever done.
Once I started umpiring, I was like, this is for me. And I can't explain. It's just in my DNA.
Oh, well, God bless her. Because, yeah, she started in the minors. She's getting called up this weekend. She's going to work a game between the Marlins and the Braves. Not even the game. She's working the whole series. Congratulations to her. They got a doubleheader on Saturday and on Sunday. And she's going to be the ump. I hope she... Bacha, am I wrong to hope that she throws somebody out?
Oh, that'd be great for like a check swing or an argued call.
Oh, I'd love it. I'm here for the drama. Hope she throws somebody out. Anyway, that's the future. Let's go into the past. A few things that took place this day in sports history.
Back in the days when I was young, I'm not a kid anymore. but some days I sit and wish I was a kid again.
It's time for This Day in Sports History.
You see, back in those days,
we had radio and you couldn't see anything and it was primitive and lousy and we liked it.
On the JR Sport Brief Show.
I wish I was 50 years younger and I'd kick your ass.
It's August 6th. The year is 2025. Let's go back to August 6th, 1966, because Muhammad Ali, he held on to his world heavyweight title. He knocked out Brian London in the third round. Listen to this.
Ali moving in on London. A fuselage of punches by Muhammad Ali. London goes down. The referee sends Ali to a neutral corner and picks up the count. It doesn't appear as if London's going to be able to make it to his feet. The fight is over. Ali wins by a knockout and now has a record of 26 straight professional wins. 20 by knockout. Muhammad Ali is still the undefeated world heavyweight champion and looks like he's at his brilliant best.
August 6th, 1988. Goose Gossage. He becomes the second player in Major League Baseball history to record 300 career saves as the Cubs beat the Phillies 7-4. Listen to this, courtesy of MLB.
0-2. A high fly ball. Sandberg. Cubs win. And Goose Gossage has the 300th save of his career. The Cubs have evened up the series by beating the Phillies 7-4. Oh boy, it was good to see that pop fly go up.
August 6th, 1999, one of my favorite baseball players of all time, Tony Gwynn. Of course, he went 4-for-5. He singled in his first at-bat, and he became the 22nd player ever to get 3,000 hits. Yes, 3,000 hits today for Tony Gwynn back in 1999. The Padres beat the Expos 12-10. Listen to the hit.
Smith is ready. Gwynn waiting to pitch. There's a drive, right center field, base hit, and there it is! Ho-ho, doctor! You can hang a star on that, baby! A star for the ages for Tony Gwynn, number 3,000! Well, the entire Padre Ball Club is heading to first base to congratulate Tony. The entire team is out there.
Yeah, I wonder what Tony Gwynn would think about the game today and how it's played. August 6, 2002. We got Rob Nen. He was 32 years old at the time. This is, wow, I can't believe this wasn't yesterday. Feels like it. He became the 16th and youngest closer to get 300 career saves as the Giants beat the Cubs 11-10. August 6th, 2006, Tiger Woods, at 30 years old, he became the youngest player to get 50 PGA Tour wins with a three-stroke victory over Jim Furyk in the Buick Open. Listen to this.
50 career victories. The milestone is his at the age of 30.
I've had a lot of really wonderful things happen to me in my career so far. I'm on tour in 10 years. I'm very blessed. Start out my career, you know, just hoping to get my card. Lo and behold, I got on a nice little run there. It's been just a great ride, really.
Woods wins his fourth PGA Tour event in only 11 played so far in 2006, while taking home number 2 from Warwick Hills.
You enter a golf tournament to win. There's no reason to enter if that's not the belief that you have. I came here to win a golf tournament. I was in the tournament, hence I came here to win it.
Yeah, why do anything if you ain't trying to win? That's what Jerry Jones does. Anyway, those are a few things that took place this day in sports history. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Marty is calling from Westchester. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Marty?
Hey, good evening, JR. I'd like to talk about the diva list that you composed. They're all pretty much spot on, but I'd like to focus on Aaron Rodgers because I have to say his time with the Jets, I never had the sense that he was a real team player. Yeah. He seemed to beat to his own drummer, and it was inferred in the local newspapers that maybe even some of the ball players weren't on the same page with him. I just think it was a very disappointing tenure for him. I know year one was unfortunate with the injury, but last year was, such a big disappointment, and I don't think I don't think he really had his heart in it. He said he wanted to stay with the team. I know that the new regime was quick to move on to, in another direction, but it just seemed to be a very lackluster sort of
The ship was a sinking last year, and he knew it. And so I think everybody knew it. They all knew that the ship was sinking, and they were all going to go. And let's see what he does in Pittsburgh. I expect them, if he's healthy, to be a playoff team. I don't have too much hope for them after that. So good luck on that regard. Hey, thank you, Marty.
Anytime, JR. Have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you so much, Marty, for calling from Westchester in New York City. Hey, thank you for hanging out with me. Thank you so much to Russell Baxter for joining us, NFL historian, Sports Illustrated. Thank you. I appreciate that. Good luck to Matthew Stafford and his back. And we'll talk about Hard Knocks. Hopefully, Bacha, is somebody going to throw a green object tonight? No, right?
Hopefully not. I would put the betting odds at no.
Okay, all right. Well, otherwise, people are going to get real creative and smuggling these items in. Listen, if you missed a minute of the show, go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can find me online everywhere at JR Sport Brief. We'll be back with you tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can find me everywhere at JR Sport Brief. But hey, don't move. Don't go anywhere. Don't leave. You want to know why? Because I said so. But then also separate from that, hey, David Shepard, Shep, shout outs to Shep. Hey, Shep. Shep is coming up next year on the Infinity Sports Network in for Bart Winkler. The JR Sport Brief Show is done. Please be safe, be smooth, be cool, be amazing. Thank you, Bacher.